Hey everybody, how are you? Welcome to another episode of My Christian Walk. My name is Lee, and it is July. I have not done a podcast in a long time, and this is about candor, so I'm going to be very honest with you. A lot has happened in my life. My faith has been felt like it's been lost, to be honest with you, and I am finding my way back. I don't think God ever abandons us, people. I don't think he ever does. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say that God has not abandoned me, but I have abandoned him in that I have fallen away from doing the things on a daily basis that one should do if you're a believer, and that is to get yourself filled with the Spirit by doing things opposite of what I've been doing. And I went through a breakup with a girlfriend, and I'm not here to give personal details of that breakup, but I will just say that it was extremely painful. I was in a relationship for 2.5 years, and this is going to tie into the segment today and what this segment is about. This segment, before I go any further, is about letting God be in charge of your life and resting with God, putting all your marbles in the basket of God, letting the perfection of God's will for your life run your life. And this is completely the opposite of what I've been doing. I have been trying to do my life my way, in the way that I dealt with the breakup. Which again, I love this woman for 2.5 years. I love this woman. I will say certain things about the relationship without delving too much into it because that's not why I'm doing this, but it was a very challenging relationship. This woman had a lot of trauma. She was prone to be a certain way emotionally. I believe her life was run by fear and stress, and that caused a certain kind of demeanor and energy with me, and I put up with as much as I could. All I wanted, and I thought God had put her in my life. I still do think God had put her in my life for a reason. It just wasn't to be a husband, which I was interested in. And it really came down to her refusal to acknowledge her behavior and the massive anxiety that she had. And I love her. I do. I love her still. I'm angry, hurt. She said some awful things to me at the end that I don't believe I deserved. However, you know what? I'm giving it to God. I'm giving it to God because God is, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, God is in charge of our lives as believers. I would say God is in charge of everybody's life. It's just a matter of the person wants to participate with God or not. You get a choice, people. I was given a choice. And I'm just thinking right now, all the times I was using God's name in vain, all the times I was angry, all the times I was just not in the Spirit. And unlike times previously in my life where I was just the most heinous of sinners, this time around, I'm coming to the end of myself. I joined a couple dating sites. I even put that I do this on one of the dating sites, so maybe there will be people listening. Because you know what? At the end of the day, you're either a believer or you're not a believer. The woman that I will, maybe I'll never be with another woman in the fullest sense of the word again. Maybe I won't. And so be it. I mean, that's not what I want. I thought this last relationship was going to be it. I cared about this woman, but I took on the role of a caretaker. I took on the role of a person that had to endure numerous episodes of her life being, and maybe the relationship caused her a lot of stress. Maybe she was never able to be in a relationship, and maybe that's what God wanted me to experience. But I was faithful to her. It was a long distance relationship. We were lovers, and the way she dismissed it was so hurtful, y'all, that I have to really question whether she ever loved me or not. And you know what? That's on her. Here's a news flash, y'all. Nobody gets out of this existence without accountability. if you know anything about God, you know anything about Jesus and what Jesus talked about during his ministry on earth, short as it was, he talked about being accountable and answering for our lives and the choices that we made. Now, there was a time where I would have said without a doubt I was going to hell. No doubt about it. But you know what? Jesus died on that cross for you and I and for people that reject him. He died on that cross. And you know what? The things that I did in this last relationship, y'all, I never would have done without the love of Jesus Christ in me. I showed this woman so much love. And I've got so much love to give. Now, I'm a human being. And you might be asking yourself, well, why is he talking about this? Because what I'm going to keep coming back to y'all is the message that no matter what you're going through, you've got to just rest in God. You have to rest in Jesus. Jesus will not hurt you. Jesus will not let you suffer uncaringly. Jesus will not lie to you. Jesus will be 1,000% honest out of love. So as I look at myself now in July, lonely as hell. And on my dating side, I'm really reaching out, trying to make something happen. Not sexually, but just connection. And you know what? I'm at the point now where I'll still flirt or whatever, but I'm not going to worry about it. Because at the end of the day, everything is a chasing after the wind, like it says in Ecclesiastes. We live in a really challenging world, y'all. We live in a world that is controlled by Satan, where the trends of society, the values of society, of the world, the things that the secular world says that you need and only need are lies from the pit of hell. And if you're listening to this and you're not a believer and you're asking, what am I talking about? I'm talking about what it says in the Bible. When Satan tried to tempt Jesus and said, I will give you all of this if you sit down and worship me. And I'm paraphrasing. And Satan said, this has all been given to me. And I will give it to you if you, Jesus Christ, bow and worship me. That's what the devil said. So there is a lot of satanic deception in this world, y'all. A lot of satanic deception. As a matter of fact, the only chance we have is to rest in the blood of Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it. So I will get over this breakup as I'm getting over it. I will deal with my loneliness, which I am so lonely. I will deal with my error in pushing so much to try to initiate some contact with a female, because I have, as Paul talks about, when you are living this life and you have a desire to marry, and I'll just use that as an example. I'm not necessarily looking to get married. I'm looking to connect, and I will be a marital-like boyfriend. Now, whether that leads to marriage or not, I've done podcasts on this. I don't buy into the fact, sorry, Christians, that we have to get married. Even though it says that in the Bible, and it doesn't even say that specifically, what God is talking about, I believe, he's talking about two people coming together in honesty, in fidelity, being monogamous, and being as loving as they can, governed by the power and love of Jesus and Spirit to be a one flesh. And when you cross that threshold and you decide to partake in the most sacred, not what society today says, which is, listen, if you want to just have sex, doesn't really matter. If it's consensual, it's good. That is not what God says. And that was not what I did. And I'm almost getting to the point, y'all, where when I'm intimate with a woman, it is such a powerful, powerful union for me. I take it so seriously. I don't want that to end with that person. I may not even enter that again unless I'm absolutely sure that the person is an equal. I put this on my profile because the last relationship I was in, she was not an equal. She was not an equal. It doesn't mean that she was inferior. It means that in terms of reciprocation, she was not able to reciprocate. And she was so hurtful in the things that she said to me at the end, attributing my behavior, alleging things that were untrue of me that occurred in her mind only. And this was one of the biggest problems. Again, not trying to bag on her. Just saying my heart was in it to win it and I wanted to make it work. But you know what? It ran its course and maybe that's what God put me in that relationship for. To demonstrate the love of Jesus. And I gave her so much and she frankly did not appreciate it. She did not. And that's part of her, in my opinion, her condition. So, here's what I'm going to say before I end this today, y'all. It's good to be back. I'm listening to Job right now. The beauty of the book of Job is that Job talks about, in the book of Job, it's talked about how Satan comes before God with angels and says, the only reason Job is going to continue to worship you is because you put a hedge around him. When he has to go through tough times, he's going to curse your name. You know what, y'all? I curse God's name. I use his name in vain. I get pissed over stupid crap and I say God's name in vain. What a terrible, awful, awful thing to do. God is the creator of the world. He created us. We will go before the throne of God upon our death and we will account for every single thought, action, and deed. And you know what? God is so loving and so righteous that if we accept his son, Jesus Christ, and what he did on the cross, we will be forgiven. That is the awesomeness of God. Take care, y'all. If you like what you hear, please continue to listen. Peace.